At a Supreme Court confirmation hearing, Judge Amy Coney Barrett was asked to introduce her family seated behind her.
My husband, Jesse, my son, JP, my daughter, Emma, my daughter, Juliet, my daughter, Tess, my daughter, Vivian, and my son, Liam.
Their youngest son, Benjamin, was at home. Now, a public official's family is not always the subject of public discussion, but Barrett's supporters have constantly praised her family. The nominee herself said in an opening statement that having kids at home would bring a new perspective to the court. Others have their own theories about why her supporters focus on her children. Here's NPR's Melissa Block.
One after another, Republicans on the Judiciary Committee have highlighted Judge Barrett's maternity.
Judge Barrett is a tireless mother of seven.
You, a working mother of seven.
She's a remarkable mother. She has seven beautiful children.
We heard Senators Chuck Grassley, Joni Ernst, and Tom Tillis. When their Republican colleague, Marsha Blackburn, praised Barrett's academic and legal accomplishments, she added,
I appreciate that many times you've probably done this with the child in your arms, on your hip, or somewhere in tow.
And Barrett's fellow Hoosier, Senator Mike Braun, summed up the judge this way, a legal titan who drives a minivan. That description in particular?
It spoke to me personally.
Marie Sanderson is a longtime Republican advisor and co-founder of the group Into America, which supports center-right policies focused on the suburbs.
I'm a mom of three. I run several businesses and a nonprofit, and I feel like I'm just trying to get through my day. And so, again, this is who, you know, Amy Coney Barrett is. It's what moms deal with across the country every single day.
So why the Republican emphasis on Barrett's family?
Oh, I think it is totally 100% a suburban woman voter appeal. Of course, I don't think that's going to work.
That's Democratic strategist Martha McKenna. She calls the Barrett nomination a last-ditch effort by Republicans struggling to regain the votes of college-educated white women. Polls indicate they're turning against Trump and some incumbent GOP senators in droves.
I mean, I think it's the only thing they have left. I do not think that the fact that a mother of school-aged children has been nominated to the Supreme Court by Donald Trump at all erases the previous 4 years of dangerous policies that Trump has promoted.
A recurring implication from Republicans on the Judiciary Committee is that Democrats somehow just can't accept a Supreme Court nominee who's also a mother of seven. Here's Tennessee Senator Marsha Blackburn again.
As today's increasingly paternalistic and frankly disrespectful arguments have shown, if they had their way, only certain kinds of women would be allowed into this hearing room.
Political science professor Melissa Deckman of Washington College took note of that. She's written about gender roles, motherhood, and conservative politics.
From studying conservative women for a long time, I think that there's a lot of resentment from many women, that conservative women, that women's voices are often depicted as being liberal.
Deckman says putting Barrett's motherhood front and center is grand political theater.
It's hard to be critical of moms, right? So when they're trying to basically frame her as a mom that can do it all, I think it sends this kind of more maybe not so subtle message that somehow being against Amy Coney Barrett is also being against motherhood.
But Democrats say they're deeply concerned that Barrett will roll back women's rights and potentially vote to overturn Roe versus Wade. At the same time, they've taken pains to compliment Barrett on her family. Melissa Block, NPR News.